Brethren, it is now time for Kingdom Prayer Faith Ministries of the Lord Jesus Christ, right here on Life and Spirit Online on the Nazca Network. We welcome you to fellowship. Very sure.
Glory.
That your anchor holds and grips that solid rock of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Greetings and Maranatha, brethren. And we say salutations to all ye, our brethren, all over the world. Hallelujah. Kingdom Prayer Faith Ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ is right here in fellowship with you live on Life and Spirit Online, only on the Nazca Network. And we say, join us. You can give us a call, 267-230-2885. And we are here with you in fellowship. Praise the Lord, sister.
Peace be unto you, precious people of God. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. My memory verse is, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Coming from Psalms 116:1. I am Verdell Elliott, amen, working here on Life and Spirit with God Kingdom Prayer Faith Ministry. We are here to edify your heart in the word of the Almighty Living God. We love you, and we are here to what? Tell you the truth.
Amen.
About what thus says the Lord. And we shall all but be grateful. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And we say a shout out to the very, I tell you, I call him my son. Amen. grows, amen, and
his Brother Ed.
Amen, and the family.
Amen.
Amen. He's a wonderful, beautiful person in the Lord. Amen. So we thank God for you on Life and Spirit and other precious people of God that listen and want to learn what about what the word of the Almighty Living God, because we are what in that time, Brother Elliot.
Amen.
And precious one, we are in that time, and I tell you, the family need one another.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord have a family. You can go and find that in the book of what? Ephesians. He want his whole family to come together. Worldwide, but we know it's not always that case. Amen?
Amen.
But those that want to obey our heavenly parent. Amen? That's our family.
Yes.
Whether you know it or not, it's all in the word of God. Just that Brother Elliot and precious one, they are invisible.
Yes.
And we cannot see them. They are so powerful with the natural eye. But Jesus could, because he's part of the family.
Amen.
And we are here to worship you, because what God did through the heir, the son of the Almighty Living God, he went to that cross for you and I, and he did not stay there. The third day he rose with what?
All
powers
in his
hands for you and I. The Father gave him that power. And he allow us to have some of that power when what? The Holy Ghost come upon us. Amen. So we have the victory, precious one. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Brother Elliot.
Amen.
Amen. I love my husband working together with him. He is the Bishop of God's Kingdom Prayer Faith Ministry. We are not caught up in no gifts,
nor
titles.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We just simply, like he said, servants of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen, brethren. Praise the Lord. We are thankful here to be with you in this fellowship all over the world. Hallelujah. All ye are brethren in Japan, Aisatu, all over the world, in Panama, Thailand, Australia, Peru, Haiti, Tunisia, Morocco, Canada, United Kingdom, Indonesia, Spain, Bahamas, Vietnam, Ecuador, Mexico, Germany, Philippines, Belgium, and the United States of America, where we dwell right here in the city of brotherly love. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Greetings, and join us in fellowship as we prepare to go into the scriptures, take you into the scriptures, hallelujah, and after that, Sister Elliot will be taking us to the throne of grace. Amen?
Amen.
We need prayer, brethren. Prayer is the key, and faith, our word focus, unlocks the door. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us look into the scriptures at this time. We have two portions of scripture that we're going to share with you. The first scripture will be coming out of the book of Lamentations.
Amen.
Lamentations. Amen. That is in the Old Testament. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations. After the book of Jeremiah, you will find Lamentations. Amen. And actually, I believe that Jeremiah wrote this book as well, as he was known as the weeping prophet. Amen. And he lamented over the people of God. And so Jeremiah turns tragedy into triumph of our word focus, of faith. Amen. But as it is listed here, he actually calls faith hope. So hope is equivalent to our faith. Amen. Let's look at the third chapter of Lamentations. And let's go down to the 20, 21st verse. And we're going to read three verses, 21, 22, 23, and 24. Four verses. Lamentations 3, 21 through 24. And after that, our last scripture will be from the 89th Psalm. Psalm 89, 1 through 8. I give it to you again. The book of Lamentations 3, 21 through 24. And the other scripture will be the 89th Psalm, 1 through 8. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us read Lamentations 3:21, and it reads into our hearing, "This I recall in my mind, therefore have I hope." Hallelujah. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Thank you, Jesus. Because his compassions fail not. Hallelujah. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let us conclude in the 89th Psalm. Psalm, the book of the Psalms. Hallelujah. The praise book of the children of Israel and ours as well. And we want to rejoice in this 89th Psalm with the Lord our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us begin at the first verse, and we're going to read 89, 1 through 8. The 89th Psalm. And it reads into our hearing, "I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever.
Mm-hmm.
With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever, and built up thy throne to all generations, Selah. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints." Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. "For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord?" With a question mark. None can be compared unto the Lord. "For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord?" Question again. "God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee?" Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you in receiving his word, and may it edify you unto eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's give God some praise, precious one, for those precious word of God. They're alive, and they will come alive in your heart. Amen. You're going to have a short word of prayer. Amen. Holy, always remember, our heavenly parents, they are holy. Jesus is holy, and he won his turn. He told us to be ye holy, for I am holy. Be ye perfect, for I am perfect. Amen. Or we can even say perfect. We know God is perfect and perfect, and he is the one perfect us. Let's touch and agree. Amen. All over the four corner of his earth, he owns everything.
Yes, Lord.
If it had not been the Lord who was on our side.
Amen.
Glory. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowl. Hallelujah. The snare is broken. We are escaped. We say our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you.
And you have proven that to us with the coronavirus, which you knew about. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you are on our side. You're keeping death back from us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because death is staring at all of us.
Yes.
All over the universe. So we thank you for your angels that you dispatch in the east, west, north, and south. We give you the glory.
Thank you.
And we give you the honor. Because we know that you hold life and death. Nobody hold life and death in their hands but the Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
Father, we thank you because it is your mercy.
Yes, Lord.
How come I needed to see you? That we are not
consumed. Amen.
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 Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Give him some praise, precious one. Because worthy is the Lamb.
Yes, Lord.
Who took away the what? The sins of the world. My sin, your sin. The whole world. He did that. And he didn't have to do it. But because of love.
Yes.
It was because of love. He kept his own commandment.
Yes, Lord.
And he want us to do likewise as his sons and daughters, heirs and joint heirs of the Almighty Living God, our precious parent.
Amen.
We want to be obedient and stay obedient.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 brethren. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. We thank the Lord for being here in this fellowship with you. We thank the Lord for that anointed Holy Ghost-filled prayer that went up before the Lord as a sweet and savory odor unto himself, and the Lord inhabits the praises of his people.
Yes, yes, he does.
Amen.
He does, precious one.
Yes, the Lord loves us, and he loves that we love him. And I love them, he said, that love me, and all they that hate me love death. My Lord, my Lord. So we must love the Lord, we must praise him, we must obey him, and we must serve him with every fiber of our very being, as if our life depended on it, because it does. Our lives do depend on the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we're going to proceed back into our fellowship. Our lesson, our topic is coming out of this fifth chapter of Galatians, and the praises of the Lord are ongoing and uplifting in this seventh fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and now faith. Faith, the seventh fruit of the Spirit, not just listed, but listed and to be obeyed in faith of righteousness. We're talking about this seventh fruit of the Spirit of faith, and it giving us the equivalence of being faithful. And through the righteousness of God revealed, our faithfulness. So we're talking about faith, we're talking about being faithful, and the Lord's faithfulness has now become our faith. Amen?
Amen.
He helps us, brethren, to produce fruit. Faithful fruit produces. Now, faith without works is dead. Amen. James 2:26. Faith without works is dead. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
Amen.
And so, brethren, we want to enamor that this faith that we have must be active. It must produce, and it must be under our leader, our master, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we said, faith must produce. That word produce, pro meaning for, and deuce meaning leader or chief, who is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have given you an example of that word deuce. There was a Italian politician and journalist who was the leader and the prime minister of Italy. If we have any of our Italian brethren listening, praise God. Hallelujah. We greet you. Saluti. And you know that this Italian leader, Mussolini, was called the deuce of the Italian fascism and the Italian Civil War. So this is where we get that word deuce from. And produce, or for the leader, or for the chief, our master, our deuce is Jesus Christ. He is the deuce. He's not a deuce, but he is the deuce. And we produce under him. We produce through him. Now, faith to produce under the Master, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is accomplished in our faith. Faith of righteousness. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we were looking at the book of James. James, the second chapter of James, 2:26. In fact, we want to back up a little bit in James to the portion of James, which is James 2 and James 2 and 3, and it says unto us in James 2 and 3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, that giveth all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith. There is our word focus. You can't just ask God for any. Many times we ask God for foolish things, material things, too much material things. Whereas if we would ask God for faith, or ask him for what we're asking him in faith, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. So we must be dedicated in asking and in communing with God for what we ask him. Ask in faith. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Faith is to believe, brethren, that we believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, our faith of righteousness is through our Master, through our Lord and Savior, through Jesus Christ. And it is a working, active process or a way of life. It is not just something that we do on occasion. It's not just something that we do when we need something, but it's something that we do every day of our lives. As we said, James 2:17, even so faith, if it had not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't want to have a dead faith, because a dead faith is worse than no faith at all. That means that faith is not producing. And brethren, we must put into practice what we hold in principle. Amen?
Amen.
Sister Elliot?
Yes, precious one. And that is so true. We're going to go in to 1 Timothy, and we're going to look at, be careful what you ask, because he already know what we in need of, precious one.
Amen.
Let's go into 1 Timothy 6:10 through 12. 6:10 through 12.
1 Timothy, brethren. In
but the New actual Testament. Faith is in, because we're talking about the word faith, but I'm going to start with 6. Okay? But we will get to faith, because those scriptures go together. Amen. And as you find in 1 Timothy 6:10, actually it's in 6:10 through 12. But to get a full understanding, we're going to start with 6, all right? It's this book mean designed to be honor of God, a value of God. And it was written around 65 Central C-A-N-O-D Dominion. Mean God is king, God is kingdom, he's ruling miraculously. All right, don't ever forget that. He is our dominion.
Amen.
Amen. He is our king.
Yes, he is. He's our master.
And glory. Amen. And a king is dominion of a kingdom or a king. He's king. And don't ever forget that. God king, Jesus king, we small kings. And don't ever forget it. Amen. So we're going to look at 1 Timothy 6. Beginning with the 6 words, because we're talking about faith.
Mm-hmm.
And we will get to that. It says this, but godliness with what contentment is great gain. I know it's right.
Yes.
For we brought, pay attention to this, for we brought nothing into this world. Do you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
And it is written in italic, certainly we can carry nothing out. You ever saw a house in a casket?
No.
Can you put a house in a casket? Think no. about it.
The house, no, nothing in the house.
I just had to throw that in.
Amen.
And it went on to say, and having food and raiment, let us be what? Therewith content. We see a lot of that right now, too, all over the world. Food everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We better be glad we got that, because some people in other countries do not have food like we have.
Yeah.
Amen?
That's a great point.
Amen. Now, 9. But they that will be rich fall into temptation. See that? Mm-hmm. And a snare. That's a trap.
Mm-hmm.
And into written in italic, many foolish what? And hurtful lusts. And that's what we're talking about.
Amen.
Amen. From the Galatians.
Yes.
The flesh lusts.
Lust of the flesh.
Against the spirit.
Of the spirit.
Amen. It say, what's round men, talk about women, boy and girls, do we see a lot of that? In what? Destruction. And what? Prediction mean a total ruin. We see that too. Now, 10, we get into faith. For the love of money, don't forget, there's nothing wrong with money because the father and mother know that we need money to live down here. Common sense. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He said it loud. It say, is the root of all evil. Amen. It said, which while some coveted after, men us doing that, we're going to get to faith.
Amen.
They have what? Eared in error.
Mm-hmm.
Caused destruction. Amen. Foolishness. Drowned men in destruction and prediction. You're going to come to a total ruin if you put these things before faith. You're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
It said, here it is right here. They have eared from faith. Faith of his righteousness.
Yes.
Amen. He told us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, mm-hmm. and all these things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
That's the word we're talking about, faith. And pierce themselves through with many sorrow. We see that.
Yes.
All over the world. And some of the brothers and sisters don't even know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
What causing these things? But this is why God allows to be on Life and Spirit with God's Kingdom Prayer Faith Ministry to tell you the truth and have other scriptures.
Amen.
To back up what the Word of God have said. It said, you see that? We're talking about faith. But thou, man of God, look what he's saying. And we have preachers that do these things too. Amen.
Amen.
What did he say? But thou, man of God, woman, boy, girl, what did he say? Flee these things,
mm-hmm.
and follow after what? Righteousness.
Yes.
Godliness. Here's the word again. Faith.
Faith.
Faith of his righteousness. Faith of his what? Godliness. Amen. Then it goes on to 12, because we're talking about faith. Fight. Amen. It is a war going on.
Yes.
Fight the lust of the flesh. If anything, you ought to be fighting those principalities in us.
Yes.
Two as well.
That's the problem.
Amen. Fight the good faith of faith. Lay hold on what? Eternal life.
Yes, Lord.
You know who that is?
Jesus Christ.
That's faith too.
Mm-hmm.
Now faith is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. That's what you better hold on to.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Better.
I'm telling you right here. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called. See, we are called to do these things. We are called to fight the good fight of faith, of his righteousness, of his goodness, of his mercy. We are called to do this. And has professed. Didn't you confess? You made a confession unto what? Salvation?
That's right.
Didn't you?
Some did not.
Amen. Mm-hmm. It's a good profession before many witnesses. And let me tell you something. There's a God helps spiritual angels and invisible angels. And you made this confession unto what? Salvation. They heard you. All we have to do, if we live right, do right, act right, stay obedient instead of the word of God as he commanded us to do, he's going to fight for you anyway.
Yes.
That's just simply common sense. If we know and studying and asking and seeking and knocking for the word of God, he will fight for you.
Glory.
All we have to do is what? Follow in Jesus' footsteps. The faith of his righteousness. Footstep. That's it.
Amen.
Do the right thing.
Follow the deuce.
Amen.
Follow the leader.
Obey him. They did not leave the word of God on record for us not to do what he tell us to do. Amen. He's fighting for you right now on the real side, right in 2020. Don't you think he's not?
Right now.
Isn't he taking care of you?
Yes.
Isn't he he'll protect you even through the coronavirus?
Amen.
It's a plague. Amen. The Lord sends plagues when we don't obey him. I'm going to tell you that right now while I'm on it. It's in your book.
Yes.
Leviticus, you start reading the word of God. Everything we looking at is going on today. It's in the word of God. When you get the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, amen, because we forever learning. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's so much in the word of God. But he didn't leave nothing undone. Right?
Amen.
Everything pertaining to life, now it's in the word of God. And he will show you if you live right, do right, act right, be obedient. What? Sincere.
Sincere heart.
Amen. Get the sin out, as Brother Elihu often
said. Amen.
Yes, he does. We are living witness, precious people of God.
Yes.
Let me say this, and we're going to turn it back over to Brother Elliot. If I did not watch the news, precious one, I wouldn't even know it's a coronavirus or no other virus.
My.
That's how well he have taken care of Elliot and I.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know nothing. I don't feel no depression. I don't see no depression. Listen, we see. But if I did not watch the news, I feel nothing.
Glory.
I will see nothing because I'm trusting God.
Hallelujah.
And God is doing a very well job protecting Ellie and I.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
And he can do the same for you,
brethren. He can
brethren,
do the same for you.
If you maybe feel that he's not doing it, he can do it.
He can do it.
And he will do it.
But we must do as well.
Yes, Lord.
We got to love him like he told us to. Amen. With all our heart,
yeah,
with all our soul, with all our mind, everything we got. This
yes.
is the first and great commandment. Second, namely, like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. He's simply talking about walking after his word.
Yes, Lord.
It's all in there. Tell you, Jesus tell us what love is. Amen.
Amen.
It's walking after his word. His doctrine, his teaching. You can find that in First John. Start reading around the fifth chapter of First John.
Amen.
He'll tell you about love. It's all in St. John.
Yes.
Amen. That was the last commandment he gave his disciples, but it's all in the New Testament. It's in there.
Amen.
That's all we have to do. Love him.
Thank you, Lord.
Walking, doing. What? Being obedient? 365 days a year. It's not a like a one Sunday. Some people worship on Sunday. Some don't, you know, on Saturday. No, you better do it every day. That's all you have to do. He did everything for you.
Yes, Lord.
He even got the Holy Ghost for you.
Hallelujah.
And he'll give you that too for those that, what he said, obey him.
Yes.
That's the key. And the whole duty of man and woman, we're going to turn it back over to Brother Elliot. What he said in Ecclesiastes, precious people of God, these are scripture.
Yes, Lord.
What? Fear God and keep his commandments. And you are blessed when you do that.
This is the whole duty of man.
Amen. And woman, boy, and girl.
Amen.
Because the parents are supposed to teach their children, precious one. But it's like that. They teach them everything up.
Yes.
I see it. On when I watch the news.
Amen.
Shaking all over the place. No, you need to be teaching them about the word of God.
Amen.
It's reminding me of the gentleman that, and I'm going to turn it back over to Elliot, that great mass killing in Orlando.
Yes.
The gentleman came into the church. I don't know if it was on the news, all over the news.
Yes.
You know that gentleman? Sit there for what, 30 minutes?
Yeah, he sat there for a while.
And the man claiming to be a Reverend something. Wait a minute. She shot the Reverend, killed the Reverend, killed the other lady, called herself a Reverend. It was a mass murder. How old that? Yeah, he was a young man.
Yeah, he wasn't even 30.
And they should have observed something was wrong with the gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
He shot all up right in the church.
Yes, he did.
Okay. And the mother was teaching him about guns. No, she should have been teaching him about the Word of God.
Yes.
That young man's still living. They did arrest him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes, his mother was a gun enthusiast.
Yes.
And she was teaching him all about guns and things.
Yes, see, we are to teach our children about the Word of God. We are responsible, precious one, for our children. Amen. Especially living under your roof. Actually, we literally need to teach and talk to them about the Word of God from the womb. Because actually, I call them little people. They have their own minds.
Yes.
And we heard a demonstration of that the other night with our great, great little granddaughter, spoiled as a brat.
Lord. Amen.
Showing, I tell you.
Acting out.
Ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Ugly, very ugly, spoiled. We didn't do it. Because I'm the great grandmother. Oh, she come here. She will make sure her grandmother, great grandma don't play.
That's right.
And the great grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God has truly been good to us, precious people, God. All in Japan. We talking to all those that listening.
Yes.
He truly good to us. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I intend, Brother Ellie and precious people, God. No, I want to obey my parents.
Amen.
Because I want all the blessings. Listen.
Hallelujah.
I want all the blessings that he have for me on earth. And I know, precious one, if you get it right on this side, precious one, you don't even have to worry about the other side.
Amen.
If you pleased him on this side, amen?
Yes.
He will reward you on this side. I think you mentioned that scripture, Brother Elliot, a few minutes ago.
Amen.
He's a rewarder.
That's right.
Amen. To them that what? Diligently
seek
him.
Seek him.
Walking by faith and what? And not by sight. Amen, precious one. We love you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, brethren. Praise God. You know, these scriptures that we help to arm you with and give you are even as goads or nails that they embedded in the skull of Jesus Christ when he was on the cross.
Jesus.
These scriptures and the word of God is like nails or goads to embed themselves into you to stabilize you. They meant it to destroy Jesus, but the word of God is to arm you and to strengthen you and to build you up where you are weak. Faith is a process that must help you to be justified by faith to reach that status completely without the works of merit. Romans 3:28.
Amen.
Romans 3 and 28. We're talking about faith. It says, therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not only of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Seeing it is one God, which shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. And brethren, we do this through grace, the grace of God. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. not by works, lest any man should boast. As the boasting that we saw and that maybe you have seen and you have heard, when the people said, we're going to beat this virus, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, that's boasting. Do not boast in yourselves and in your own, how you are, think you are equipped to do something. It is the gift of God, not by works, lest any man should boast. And it tells us also about that gift, the gift of righteousness. And it tells us in Romans 5, beginning at 15, it says, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of many, of one, through the offense of one, Adam, many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Romans 5:16, and not as it was that by that one that sinned, so is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses. That's why we shouldn't be saying he's the God, what's that they said? He's the God of forgiveness. He's the God. How did that go?
Oh,
he,
precious one, I don't know.
Remember when we heard that and they said, oh, he's the God of he's the God of forgiveness one time. No, he don't forgive us no one time.
Oh, talking about second chance.
Second chance. Thank you. Thank you, sister.
He's, second chance,
he's the God,
Lord,
of second chance. No, he's the God of many, many chances.
Amen.
Just as the word
so
says,
merciful God.
The free gift is of many Jesus. Offenses. Unto justification. Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by
yes,
one,
it's true.
Much more then, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, there it is, shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came unto all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Hallelujah. Mm. Lord, we thank you. It is not of our works that lest any man should boast. But it is the gift of God. And he wants our faith, as Paul said, by the works of merit. He does not mean obedience, for he certainly holds to that in Romans 6:17. But he means works by which one actually earns his salvation through faith. Faith is putting on of Christ in a complete confidence in his blood for justification. Galatians 3:26-27. The Lord must increase our faith, brethren, and that be the faith of righteousness. Too many are putting faith in foolish things, brethren. Faith in whether this is going to open back up. Faith in whether the sports is going to be able to be. It is time for us to pay attention to what is taking place in this world and the separation that God has caused between man and his conveniences. Conveniences of food and eating. You can't eat indoors anywhere, nowhere. All the eating is apparently taking place outdoors. And they're saying that the air, you have a better opportunity for the air and the fresh air to be able to support sanitation. Well, the real fresh air and the real air that you're breathing and the air that you're out there enjoying is actually the faith of righteousness of God in the Holy Ghost. That's his fresh air, isn't it?
Sure is.
We're breathing his air. You moving and breathing in his very being and don't even appreciate it. But oh, brethren, yes. We're talking about faith. We're talking about this seventh fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22 of faith. And that faith must be equivalent to our thanksgiving. We say we love God. We say we go to church and we fellowship. But do you have the faith of his righteousness to be thankful? As we face each new day, we should thank God for that day. As what Lamentations 3:22-23 said, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. God is faithful to us.
Yes.
And his faithfulness produces works in us. It allows us to live. It allows us to move. It allows us to breathe. It allows us to work. It allows us to survive, even in this COVID-19 coronavirus that is killing countless numbers of people. And every day is a new opportunity for us to be showered with all that God has for us. God is faithful and God is great to us. And he's a blessing to us. We must likewise and in like manner do away with our unfaithfulness. Unfaithfulness. That is the opposite of being faithful. And if we serve God, we should be thankful for the fact that we can be workers together with him in this Word of the living God. We should face our future with thanksgiving and with thanks to God, knowing that we are only safe in his keeping. We are only safe, as it says in Psalms 113:3, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. We are only sufficient in our righteousness through Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. St. John 12:26. If any man serve me, let him follow me. Mm-hmm. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. Let's start there. Let's start by being good stewards and good and practice our faith by being servants under the master. Let us not try to be over the master or be the reverend doctor, bishop, and this and that, but we must be good servants. The Lord said, if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You might not like that, but you better start there. That's a good starting place for us to learn to be good servants, good stewards. As that scripture that Sister Verdell gave you said, but they that will be rich, that means many that have that desire. You have a desire to be rich. Watch out, because you fall into temptation and a snare, and unto many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. And as we said, and as James say, and we thank God for that second chapter of James that warns us and tells us about the lust of the flesh, because that is what gets us into trouble.
That is
true. It all begins with lust. James 1:14. But every man And that also means every woman, every boy, every girl is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust, his desires, and enticed. Then, when lust has conceived or given birth in it, in us, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Remember, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God changeth not. You can depend on him, but can he depend on us? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And precious one, we going to stay in the book of Timothy. Let's look at, stay in that book. We want to look at the fourth chapter. We just only going to look at two verses. But in your spare time, study all the portion of the book of 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. Because it's teaching us something here. But when we look at 1 Timothy 4, 11, start there, but we're talking about faith. It's in verse 12.
1 Timothy 4:11, brother.
4:11. Then that, because I just read from the 6th chapter. 4:11 and 12.
Amen.
Because we're talking about faith.
1 Timothy 4:11 and 12.
But in your spare time, it's telling you a lot here. It's awesome. These things command and teach. All right? That's talking about one through whatever the Lord has said. But I'm starting there because we're talking about faith. Mm-hmm. Let no man despise thy youth. You see that?
Yes.
Because sometimes, you know, they want to tease you about because you're trying to serve the Lord, mm-hmm. and you don't go to the same places that they go to or do the same thing they do. Uh-uh.
That's right.
If your parent have instructed you and taught you and you want to learn about the Lord, stand on it.
Amen.
If they want to laugh, let them laugh because they're going to be crying later. Believe me.
Like, for example, Brother Joel Embiid from the 76ers. They was teasing him and making fun of him about how he was protecting himself. And how he was wearing the zoot suit with the face mask and the gloves and all that. But that was wise because he was giving reverence. And he was having faith that God would protect him in those things.
Yes, that was beautiful. Common sense.
Amen.
And I admire him for that. What is his name? Elliot Joel?
Joel Embiid.
Yes. Yes, he did. They had it on the news, precious one.
Yes,
I'm proud
all
of
on
that,
the news.
Brother.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Even if it was whatever color, brother. How white, brother. I would have been proud of him. That's just common sense because they were laughing and teasing him when they had to try to help him put it on.
Mm-hmm.
It say, let no man, talking about woman, boy, girl, despise thy youth. He's a young man too, isn't it?
Yeah, he's a young man.
Colon's behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, almost. But be thou an example. But be thou example of the believers.
Yes.
He was just obeying what the magistrate was telling us to do, like the governors. Amen. We're telling people to do. But God also have commanded us. Common sense. It said, but be thou example of the believers. In word. We know you're talking about the gospel right there.
Yes.
Amen. In what? Conversation. You see that? Mean your conduct.
Amen.
In the word. In charity. That's the bond of perfectness. According to Colossians 3, what, 14?
14.
Amen. It's the bond of perfectness. In spirit, in God is a spirit.
Yes.
St. John 4:24. The spirit that he put in you, his spirit that he put in you. Amen.
Amen.
In faith, that's the word we're talking about right there. Faith of his righteousness. The faith of what? Abraham had faith. And he became what? A friend of God. All those prophets had put their faith. Because when we started out, we went into what? The Hebrews. Amen?
Amen.
And it tells us about a whole lot of them had faith. And through faith. Amen. And the just shall live by faith. In purity. That's righteousness. Amen?
Amen.
Doing the right thing. By purity. Purify your heart. Ask God, Lord, purify my heart. For help me to walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
Amen. That's it's beautiful. Till I come, give attendance to what? Reading. That's faith. Faith for his righteousness. Pick up that Bible.
That's right.
Amen. You don't have no faith, you're not going to go and pick up your Bible and study your Bible. You just, amen. To exhortation, to doctrine. I'm going to stop right there.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He's telling us to do these things. Faith. And faith is something you believe.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Believe is something you value. We
yes.
value God.
Amen.
We value and believe and trust God what he have instructed us to do. What our holy parent instructed us to do. The heir also. He sent the heir. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah.
God made him both Lord and Christ. We are to walk in his by faith. His faith. His righteousness. That's why he left it on record. Now the just shall live by faith.
Hallelujah.
But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. That's the word of God.
Amen.
Hebrews 10:38. Amen.
Amen.
And in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith of his righteousness, it's impossible. We better know this. To please God. Isn't that beautiful?
Amen.
We're going to turn it back over to Brother Elliot. We love you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Hold on, brethren. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, brethren. It is not that we are tired, brethren, but it's just that our time has almost expired. And we want you to know that Kingdom Prayer Faith Ministries is here to serve you in spirit and in truth. And every Sunday night, right here on Life and Spirit Online, only on the Nazca Network, Kingdom Prayer Faith Ministries, the Word of God is live on the air, and you may listen 8 to 9 p.m. Also, we have a podcast that comes on every Friday from 6 to 7 right here on Life and Spirit Online on the Nazca Network. And we welcome you to this fellowship. For ye all are the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:26. We're going to continue next week as it is the Lord's will, which will be July the 19th, and we're going to continue talking about faith of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in righteousness. So until we meet again, brethren, may the Lord bless you and keep you and cause his face to smile upon you, lift up his countenance upon you, and give you peace. Until we meet again, brethren, peace be. Let all the people praise him. Glory to God. You've been listening to Kingdom Prayer Faith Ministries of the Lord Jesus Christ, right here on Life and Spirit, only on the Nazca Network. Remember, brethren, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Isaiah 40 and 8. Peace be all ye, our brethren. We love you, but Jesus Christ love us best. Peace be.